and goes into the test is going to have to be strengthened, is going to have to be refreshed. And so the king, priest, is going to bring to him now that refreshment, that strengthening of his body, so that he can now go into the area of the test. People, as we go through, the time is limited tonight. And you and I, each month, 30 days or so, we come together and we celebrate and partake of the bread and of the wine. It is a refreshment in the midst of the spiritual warfare that we're all in. They're coming to refresh and be strengthened at the very source of our strength and the very source of our refreshment. We have time we go through now and study how the Lord is our strength and the Lord is our refreshment. But some of you know some of the passages, but just have to take my word of a number of the passages that are there. But there's still more behind the bread and the wine. It also establishes a communion immediately between these two. It establishes a communion between Melchizedek, the Christ type, and Abraham. So here's Abraham just coming off of battle and slaughtering the enemy, and it was a great battle. You know, it's so difficult sometimes for us to think in terms of everything that's going on. We live in a different time of battle, different time of war. If you see the movie Braveheart, you'll see some rather gruesome scenes by William Wallace. But you have to remember that's the way they fought. The sword and the arrow, and it wasn't a matter of a nice, clean bullet wound that just goes into your head and boom, you're dead. No, in this day and time, you took a sword, and even in Abraham's time, even more crude than that, a sickle was often the weapon, and you just start chopping away. And he had just come from a battlefield of slaughtering the enemy, and he's getting ready to go into another battle. And so now comes refreshment. And now comes communion. Just sit down before you go into this battle. Sit down and let's sit down here on the ground and have some bread and some wine, Abraham. And Abraham being tired, and Abraham now seeing that this was given to him as a communion that is going to refresh, that is going to strengthen Abraham. And just in the sense of what you and I are about to do, refresh our relationship with the Lord. Just as bread and wine refreshes and strengthens the body, so it is in the spiritual realm, strengthens our relationship with the Lord. It symbolizes, the bread and the wine symbolize the strengthening, symbolize the communion, the fellowship that you and I have in relationship with the Lord. Now let's continue. We're noting a few things about Melchizedek. He was king. And he was priest of God Most High. Now, again, continuing the Christ type and figure and understanding these things, very important that you remember this is before the Levitical priesthood. I'm not going to go through this, but this is very important even in the prehistoric battle, the battle between God and Satan in the prehistoric time. God has often always used a high priest. And I think in the study of the invisible warfare, we can demonstrate and support from the Word of God. This is what Satan's task was in that prehistoric battle. He was the high priest. He would go for the angels. He would go up to God and then come back down to the angels. And he was the one who would communicate to the angels about God. And so we have a high priest here before we even have the Levitical priesthood. And before we have any of these things established in the mental understanding that you and I understand them, yet God has always had the